It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
How many close friends do you say you have, Evan?
I don't know.
Like close friends. Like a friend that you could tell anybody to. Like the kind of friend that if you murdered somebody, they would help you haul the body.
I don't know. I have one buddy that would help me haul a body for sure.
Okay, yeah.
But like actually, literally would help me.
Yeah, sure.
And probably...
Okay, we're getting it real dark.
Oh, sorry.
I would say I probably have like two really close friends.
Yeah.
They say men don't have enough close friends.
This has been something that's been talked about for a long time.
It has.
Men hold stuff in.
But that's not... Even then, even if you hold stuff in, you would think you'd still have close friends.
You do. I think a lot of guys have close friends, but no guy... It's very rare where guys... want to talk about stuff other guys. And you know what I mean?
Guys are worse at making new friends too. Guys are.
I don't know. I think women are. I think women have a tougher time making new friends.
The thing about guys though is they like to have their high school buddies. Like guys still, a lot of guys will, like myself included. I know that a lot of my closest friends are high school buddies.
Right.
So I haven't made a lot of new friends since high school.
Right.
Just because I've kind of had the mentality of, I've only got a certain amount of time for people in my life, right?
Yeah.
But they say that only 1 in 5 men can say they've received emotional support from a friend in the last week, compared with 4 in 10 women. Now, I don't get emotional support from my friends.
4 in 10, that's 2 out of 5. You gotta make the fraction smaller. Whoever wrote this article is really messing it up. They didn't learn math in school.
Actually, that's true. But that's still twice as many women.
Yes, it is.
So if you want to get technical.
Okay, well, I'm just, Chad, what I'm trying to say here is that they messed up the math on that.
No, what you're trying to say is just stay quiet. So, yeah, I guess they say that men, I mean, it's not a real shocker that men are a little bit emotionally disconnected from others. And I think the pandemic has made it worse.
Yeah, I've got a group of buddies that, there's certain things, guys are pretty good about talking about in this group of friends. We're pretty close in that way that, if you're having an issue, you can reach out and just be like, listen, I'm down, man. I need a hand.
Right.
It's pretty good that way.
And the thing is, most guys are open to hearing about it. It's just not thrown out very often.
Yeah, for sure.
But then there are the buddies that are like, suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are those buddies too. Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A hockey stick nowadays. Now, cash is just getting into the hockey. You can get an old twig for cash.
Oh,
doesn't matter, right?
An old Sherwood, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need whatever, right? They're that young, 4, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, whatever, you don't need...
Flex on a stick isn't going
to
matter.
It means nothing to kids that young. And now kids are really starting to learn how to use their flex.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest, Elliot, is really starting to use the flex on a stick.
Okay.
Sticks are not cheap. And a buddy, my buddy Darren, gave our kids an older stick of his older boy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And just to try out the Jet Speed from CCM. They're a high-end stick. They're expensive.
Right.
Not the highest end, but they're still pretty high-end. So the kids started to really like it. Well, the Holden put a big crack into it. And then Elliot was still using it and then broke it.
Sure.
So I was like, well, you know what? I'll get them an early Christmas present. So I got them each a Jet Speed as an early Christmas present so they could use it.
What does one of these sticks run for?
This one is about $250. Yeah, so I bought two of them.
Yeah.
One for each kid. Yeah. So Elliot yesterday at practice, he's been working on his clap bomb. Just like really working. I mean, the slap shot's actually not a shot that's used a lot in hockey anymore. Still use it, but kids love to use it, right? So there he is, and he's really figured out the flex.
Yeah.
Puts it right down, puts the flex, hits right behind the puck. You could probably see if you had it in slow-mo, the stick bend and snap.
Right.
Hits the puck, and then he goes flying because the stick snaps.
A brand new stick.
Brand new stick.
Yeah.
Just over a month old.
Yeah.
There's 30-day warranty.
Ah.
Yeah, I looked at the receipt. Looked at the receipt.
Yeah.
2 days over warranty.
Yeah.
On a $250 stick.
Now, here's the crazy thing, Evan. when you were playing hockey as a kid, could you imagine that there would actually be a warranty on your hockey stick?
No, not at all.
On your, you get the old $30 CCM.
The old aluminums or graphites.
Even those were like $90 or $100
Well,
then
you could go
still.
Buy the blades, and you know, like for $20 and replace those, because that's what would break, because the aluminum wouldn't.
It's but just crazy.
It's now these $250 sticks.
Are you
going to
try
snap.
And grease the wheels here and get your warranty?
Absolutely,
or what?
I am.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Just think, Evan, if you would have stayed with the shorts, you too could be a Hot Pocket hero.
What?
The company Hot Pockets.
Hey, now listen, I can go back to the shorts.
Well,
I'm going to hear this
you might
first.
Want to. Hot Pockets, like the pastry with the pizza filling or whatever you want in them. They're more than pizza.
Didn't they have like a turkey one? Like a turkey and gravy?
Oh, yeah. For sure. So, I mean, they also lead to third-degree burns on the roof of your mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hot Pockets is releasing Hot Pockets. They're releasing cargo shorts.
What?
For people who still wear shorts in winter.
What?
Yeah, they're cargo shorts, and the pockets are lined so you can put your Hot Pocket in, and your Hot Pocket will stay hot.
And it'll keep your legs warm. Chad.
Well, no, because...
Chad!
Because your legs are exposed. You're still wearing cargo shorts.
Yeah, but the parts that they're on... that they're covering.
Yeah, so the Hot Pockets will keep your leg warm, your thigh, I suppose.
My God, what will they think of next?
Here's what they thought of.
What?
A matching hoodie.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Can I wear my KFC tank top underneath?
You know what? I'm pretty sure Destiny should be worried.
Why?
Lots of ladies are going to be all over you, especially smelling like Hot Pockets.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Before Brad Wall was Hank Williams Jr., he was the premier of our province.
Yeah, he was.
And then he went full kaboy after that, I guess.
He did.
Little confectionary, I think, but that's, you know, whatever, to each their own.
Yeah.
More cowboy than me, I suppose. But so he steps down. I do. That's true. That is true. That makes me a little cowboy.
Yeah.
2018? Is that when he stepped down? 2017.
I can't remember.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I said it in my news. Let me see.
Whatever. Anyway, they unveiled his painting.
2018. They unveiled his official portrait yesterday at the legislative building. And
whoever this artist was did an incredible job.
I think so.
It's amazing. The detail,
I think it looks great.
The detail in this painting is like down to the little rivets in the chair that he's sitting on.
I think it looks amazing.
The paper he's holding, there's the in the background you can see on his desk, like there's a car, there's a pictures of people.
Yeah.
And the detail in that, there's a reflection of the painting on the like glass windows in his like China cabinet or whatever the hell it is behind his desk. The detail in this thing is incredible.
Yeah, you can see the Magic Eye poster in the back.
The what?
The Magic Eye poster that he would spend several hours trying to look at, and they'd be like,
trying
it's a schooner. It's a schooner.
it's the thinker.
So he, but of course everybody's out judging it, and some people are saying they hate it. I don't know why they hate it.
People are ripping on Brad Wall still because of it. It's like, Brad is just, he's the premier, he didn't paint it. And the detail, give some credit to the artist of this. No matter what you think of Brad Wall, give credit to the artist. It's
but
amazing.
But also, there are some people saying, well, he doesn't look like that. Well, he did, though.
And, when he was elected, he did.
He was a little pudgy. He was pudgier than he is now.
Right.
Right?
He was in good shape then.
Yeah, well, and he was in good shape then, too. But, I mean, he was, you know, he was not as thin as he is now.
And people are making fun of the haircut that he had at the time. Well, that was a style at the time, as the saying goes, which was the style at the time, right?
Yeah. So, like keeping onions on your belt. That was the style at the time.
Oh, that was. Yeah, you're right.
Chad and Evan Daily.
In more important news, Universal has released the trailer for Cocaine Bear.
This is going to be the best movie.
It's based on the true story of a bear that found cocaine in the woods, ate it, and went on a murderous rampage. It also happens to be Ray Liotta's final film. In the trailer, check this out. In the trailer, the bear snorts cocaine off the dismembered leg of one of his victims.
Guys, it's true.
What else do you need?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.